stock up with delicious striper fillets for a summertime banquet. We're filling the cooler next on Western Live Radio.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Fresh striper fillets will be the highlight to any summertime festivity. Wayne Gustavison with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources fills up the cooler.
I'm getting to know a lot more people that are stocking up for the big fish fry they're going to have for the club, the group, the church, whatever. And yeah, you can make a real name for yourself if you have a recurring fish banquet. Yeah, another good reason. We've got excess fish. Go feed your friends and you'll really enjoy it. There's not really many other places that you would want to have people catch more fish before they leave. Usually, even strawberry-wise, you know, we've got a limit. You can't take all the fish you want. One of the greatest trout fisheries in America. And yet we have Lake Powell where we have excess fish, so why not allow people to take more, take as many as they can, and enjoy the process while they're doing it. 100 fish days are happening during May every year. You can catch a lot of smallmouth bass, a lot of stripers, and combine those fish. And when you get back, you've got to take a nap because you're tired. That fished out by the end of the day, but then you get up in the morning and you try it again. It's great. Lately, we've been catching quite a few bluegill. It looks like they're in spawning mode. And they're so pretty. They're a bright orange chest and blue on their gill plates.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.